As for his escape, that makes sense too. The overlords are slow workers, and when they're playing that game, they really concentrate on it. They don't pay any attention to anything else. By the time they get done, and we're ready to take over the ship, he could be almost anywhere. But he says that there was no ship there, nothing at all, Haynes protested. Invisibility isn't hard to understand, Kinnison countered. We've almost got it ourselves. We undoubtedly could have it as good as that, with a little more work on it. There was a ship there, beyond question, close, hooked on with magnets and with a space tube, lock to lock. The only peculiar part of it, and the bad part, is something you haven't mentioned yet. What would the overlords, if, as we must assume, some of them got away from Worsell and his crew, be doing with a ship? They never had any spaceships that I ever knew anything about, nor any other mechanical devices requiring an advanced engineering skill. Also, and most important, they never did and never could invent or develop such an invisibility apparatus as that. Kinnison fell silent, and while he frowned in thought, Haynes dismissed the Chickladorian with orders that his every want be supplied. What do you deduce from those facts? The port admiral presently asked.
Plenty, the Grey Lensman said darkly. I smell a rat. In fact, it stinks to high heaven. Boscone.
You may be right, Haynes conceded. It was hopeless, he knew, for him to try to keep up with this man's mental processes. But why? And above all, how?
Why is easy. They both owe us a lot and want to pay us in full. Both hate us to hell and back.
How is immaterial. One found the other some way. They're together, just as sure as hell's a man-trap, and that's what matters. It's bad. Very, very bad, believe me. Orders? Asked Haynes. He was a big man, big enough to ask instructions from anyone who knew more than he did, big enough to make no bones of such asking.
One does not give orders to the port admiral, Kinnison mimicked him lightly, but meaningly. One may request, perhaps, or suggest, but...
Skip it. I'll take a club to you yet, you young hellion. You said you'd take orders from me. QX, I'll take them from you. What are they?
No orders yet, I don't think, Kinnison ruminated. No. Not until after we investigate. I'll have to get Worsell and Van Beskirk. We're the only three who have had experience. We'll take the Dauntless, I think. It'll be safe enough. Thought screens will stop the Overlord's cold, and a scrambler will take care of the invisibility business.
Safe enough, then, you think, to let traffic resume if they're all protected with screens?
I wouldn't say so. They've got Bosconian super dreadnoughts now to use if they want to. And there's something else to think about. Another week or so won't hurt much. Better wait until we see what we can see. I've been wrong once or twice before, too, and I may be again.